from the Kiss 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey, guys. This is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz. I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Yo, Avi.
Hey, what's up, Mocha?
WTF, Avi. Avi texted and said, hey, Roz. You're my favorite now. It was Mocha for the past 14 and a half years.
Oh, wow.
Well, it all happened after King of Fins, man.
Oh my God.
When Shem and Mocha bowled?
Yeah, he choked against Shem, and I couldn't respect him after that.
Yeah, I don't blame you, dude.
Shem wins! Shem wins!
Bro, what? Shut up, Shem. I beat
God,
Shem in a race and
are
stuff.
So fickle.
I know.
Could you imagine somebody saying, I don't like you anymore because you lost bowling?
No. It's not just he lost. He choked against Shem.
Yeah. Oh, so you lost respect.
Yep, I did.
So it was that moment that changed everything?
Yeah, man. That was it. And afterwards, too, you just became sort of like a sore loser, always rubbing it in Cheesecake's face.
Damn.
What are you talking about? Don't get too excited at Cheesecake.
Ew.
Bruh.
Yo, pause.
Damn.
Is there anything I can do to redeem myself and claim that top spot again, Avi?
Challenge Cheesecake to another competition and beat him again.
I guess that's
you have any
tough.
Ideas?
No, not really. That'll be up to you guys, but I just need you to beat him and like really beat him.
Wow.
So wait a second.
So I understand Mocha is no longer your favorite, but you seem very hostile towards Shem.
Yeah. What the hell, man?
I know.
No, I'm not. It's just, I think Mocha is the better athlete overall. So I was just really disappointed that he lost to Shem like that.
Yeah, as was I. But you know, winners win, man. What can I say?
All right, Avi.
Thanks for the call, guys.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
I gotta address something.
What?
I'm kind of pissed.
At?
Cheesecake.
Yeah, come on, man. What did I do?
What did you do now, man?
I knew it. I knew it too.
Why?
I knew it. I knew it was going to be something Cheesecake did.
No, you know why? So it was like one thing that happened last week, and I let it go because it was part of the roast.
Oh.
Roz and Mocha roast,
okay.
Right?
Yeah.
But like compounded over time.
Okay.
And then we got a call this week from a guy named Avi, who's a super fan, who said I used to be his favorite on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then switch to you, Roz, that you're the favorite on the show.
Yeah.
We asked him why, and he said this.
Yeah, he choked against Shem, and I couldn't respect him after that.
So because in the King of Pins, bowling match,
right,
between Shem and I back in May, that Shem won.
Dominated, yeah. By the way.
But I don't think that he was out of line saying that you choked, right? Like, It was a joke. I get it. But I don't think he was being mean.
But still.
Okay.
He roasted me.
Okay.
But still. And then during the roast, I'm glad you said roast.
Yeah.
Shem, again.
You know, Mocha's a hard guy to roast. You know, I don't want to start with a bunch of short jokes, but with you, it's really hard not to go low, Mocha.
Oh,
okay. Jeez. So it's always the short jokes.
Oh.
Right?
That's not nice.
But that's the thing. That's the only ammo that you have. And like, even like off the radio, when we're not like here having fun, every now and then pass by in the hallway and like always like a short joke or whatever. Oh, I didn't see you there.
Oh, I didn't.
So, guys.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. What?
I got back in the lab.
No!
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Come
here we
on.
Go.
Again.
Oh, we're doing this again.
I got back in the lab. Opened my Apple Notes, started just going bars.
So this
just started writing lines.
If you remember, not that long ago, we went through a series of diss tracks on this show.
Oh, Lord.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's how this started, is Mocha came in one day and said that he was in the lab.
Yeah, and this is what happened last time.
Mocha on the beat, ho.
Hey,
Hey, Mocha on the beat, ho. Sham slow, please, bro. Look at me, done, no. Man down, call the ambulance. Tell him, breathe, bro. Cheesecake, cheese steak. He needs some sleep, though.
Right? Didn't Shem win this rap battle challenge, though?
I did.
Yo, Maria.
I'm just saying.
Thanks, Maria.
So I got another one.
When is a winner?
All right.
Are y'all ready?
Yeah. Oh,
here we go.
Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Shem, pay attention, sir.
Oh, God.
Maybe in this song, you shouldn't start by saying...
No, I'm not saying it. I'm here because I'm mad. Cheesecake, now you're done. Finito, it's bad. No more of this bull friendly or jab. I'm a son, you for real. You'll be calling me dad. This is going to be bad. It's going to be bad.
Oh, no.
Yeah, drop, 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 drop. Shammy dropped again, fell asleep standing up. Shammy dropped again, Mocha aimed for the head top. I didn't wanna have to do this to you, Shammy. By the end, you'll be crying for your mommy. Skin like an elephant, it be so ashy. Cocoa butter can't save you, you nasty. Come at me, you gon' have to be real crafty. Still talk about my height, you gon' really see. You know I'm real with it, now you wanna test me? Cheesecake loving ass, I'm about to spill the tea. Axe body spray, you use too much, you're carefree.
Wow.
Should care about that butt though, it's stinky.
Oh,
drink too much apple juice, what are you, three? I'm a nice guy really, but you ain't to me.
Oh,
your career
wow.
over here, you should thank me.
Dang.
Out here begging for attention from older ladies. Got no game, get choked up cause you can't breathe. Think you could sing, fam, the props are just make-believe. And your raps, yeah, they trash, you should just leave. Say I got no skills, but when I'm done, you gotta grieve. I see you lurking, watching, really wanna be me. Only thing shining through them teeth is jealousy.
Damn.
Cried so much as a kid, and it really shows. You look confused, now what's up? Yeah, you done know. That look on your face, yo, he just froze. Glitch in the matrix, Crody, keeping you on your toes. Yeah, one trick pony, you got no more steam. Only talk about my height, is that how extreme?
Uh-huh.
You go with your diss tracks off like ice cream.
Oh.
So embarrassed now, take a pic and say, cheesecake. Yeah, drop, 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 drop. Shammy dropped again, fell asleep standing up. Shammy dropped again, Mocha aimed for the head top. I didn't want to have to do this to you, Shammy.
Oh, so embarrassing.
Oh, damn.
That
put
seemed
gunshots, too?
I know. That seemed uncalled for. That whole thing.
Oh, my God.
This was like,
God.
This was like when he said that you didn't matter to him, like, there's like.
That you're jealous?
I always thought there was lines that we don't cross in here.
And I can't breathe?
Well, we
I
all know
breathe.
That. That's true.
No, I can breathe.
That part's true. That part's true. But I, okay, so apparently there's no lines anymore.
Oh, and don't read the text.
Apparently there's no lines.
I don't even know what to say. Like you just sat there and wrote that? You had that in the tuck ready
Mocha,
to go?
How hurt are you?
I find it interesting that because you had been stewing about this obviously for a while then, right?
Not really.
No.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
So we're a couple minutes past Mocha roasting Shem again. Mocha went into the, what'd you call it, the lab?
Yeah.
Went into the lab last night and for some reason had a real hard time with Shem and wanted to just like lay down a track and flame him hard. And you went in, like you really, really went in.
Yeah, and?
Do you want to play 2 seconds of it just to remind people? Can we do that or no? Okay.
Yeah, drop, 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 drop. Shammy dropped again, fell asleep standing up. Shammy dropped again, Mocha aimed for the head top. I didn't want to have to do this to you, Shammy. By the end, you'll be crying for your mommy.
Anyway.
Okay, let's read some. Do you have some text over there?
Not really.
No? Okay.
I can read some.
Oh.
Maria, I forgot that you have access to the texting account. Okay, go ahead.
I feel sorry for you, Mocha. You started something you won't be able to finish.
Oh, damn.
Mocha got extreme little man syndrome.
Oh.
poor Shem. Mocha, that was uncalled for. Okay. Cheesecake needs to respond. Mocha went off.
Okay, stop reading.
Okay, first of all, every story needs a villain, Mocha.
Uh-huh.
Right? We all know that. Every story needs a villain. I'm a huge fan of fight movies, right? Boxing, Rocky, all those movies. And in all those fight movies, there's always a guy, the hero, who goes out and just gets his ass kicked in one round. And then he goes back to the corner. And everybody in his corner is like, bro, you just need to walk away at this point, right? You just need to walk away. It didn't work out for you today. Just walk away. And then that guy convinces them to let him go back out there for one more round. Because he's got something left in the tank, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is literally the conversation that I just had with Shem on texts.
Wait,
right,
what?
Right before we went on the radio here.
Yep.
Wait, what?
He was like, put me back in. And I was like, we got other stuff we got to do. And Shem's like, no, put me back in. And so I don't know what Shem has planned. I know nothing.
Right now, Shem?
Let me explain something to you, Mocha. When you're a lyricist like I am, you come prepared. So I kind of anticipated when we were beefing way back when that you might try to come at me again.
Wait, what?
I anticipated that you might. So
really?
I had something prepared in the tuck ready to go in case
you did
something just like this.
Man, that's not cool, bro.
Oh, is it not?
Oh, that's not cool.
We're supposed to be boys.
Oh!
How long we known each other, dog?
Well,
I invite you to my house and everything.
I want you to listen to this clapback, Mocha.
Okay.
It's by an artist you really love. Check this out.
Man, oh man, you just don't learn, huh? I told you if you come for the king, you better not miss. And guess what?
Mocha gutters again.
Oh yo, God. When you dealing with Shem, yo, I'ma take them gloves off. Mocha, your bars, man, they were so soft. You know that Shemmy's crazy, don't forget Shem Roy told you it's fact that Shemmy beat Mocha. Now I told y'all that I'm a lethal force. Mocha, you messed up, man, now why start this for? You wanna diss the king? Can you believe the gall? Thought you had the lead, nope. Gutter ball, did I remind you of something? Yeah, I know that hurt. You see, you're thinking too small, kinda like your hats and your shirts. I'm a lyrical god, and I can switch up my flows. I can make you never wanna rap again. I'm a demon, you know. Yeah, I'm the tribal chief. Yeah, you lost that spot. Don't let me see you in Malvern, boy. Get off my block. You better drop this now. Let this be the end. Hey, ops, look what I just did to my friend. When you dealing with Shem, yo, I'ma take them gloves off. Mocha your bars, man, they were so soft. You know that Shemmy's crazy, don't forget Shem Roy told you it's facts that Shemmy beat Mocha. I said it's facts Shemmy beat Mocha. I said it's facts that Shemmy beat Mocha. I said it's facts Shemmy beat Mocha.
Wow.
Yeah. Guys,
yeah,
mm-hmm. That was so mean, Shem.
Oh my God.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Rada, it's Roz and Mocha. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. Do you want me to read this text that you sent, or do you want to just say it yourself?
I can say it myself. I was on Disney Plus the other day, and I was scrolling, and the ad came up. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that looks exactly like Roz. And I was super excited because I'm like, is it like him hosting something? And I clicked on it, and it wasn't Roz. It was a TV show for a TV show called The Old Man.
Yeah. Yo, that's Jeff Bridges.
Hold on.
Yo, do you watch this show, Shem?
Oh, I do. It's great. Yeah. It's a fantastic. Yeah. It's also John Lithgow's on that.
Oh, yeah?
Show.
Okay.
Great show.
So does, in your opinion, Shem, because you watch this show, does Jeff Bridges look like Roz, or does Roz look like Jeff Bridges?
Twins.
Yeah?
Twins.
I think it's a compliment.
Twins.
Yo, I'm looking at this poster for the show, this ad for the show. Yeah, I could see that. I could absolutely see that. So did you start watching the show?
I didn't start watching the show. I would have if Roz was in it.
Yeah. Okay.
Why does it have to be called The Old Man?
I know.
You know, like you could have said Jeff Bridges could have started anything. I love Jeff Bridges.
Yeah,
I've always
great.
Loved Jeff Bridges. But like you could have started anything. But it's like if somebody says, hey, you know, just there's this like cool movie called like, you know, like, Rugged and right? And the guy, and you can bleep that out. That's fine. People know what I mean. And they were like, the guy in the poster looked just like Roz. I'd be like, okay, cool. That's Jeff Bridges. Cool. You know? And then we'd be like, hey, Shem, are you watching Rugged and he'd be like, it's awesome.
Got my finger hovering on this blue button. All right, Radha. So, yeah. In the old man, that is Jeff Bridges. That is not our Roz Weston.
Right.
Okay, thank you for the clarification.
All right, girl. Thank you. I was going to ask, how long have you been listening to the Roz and Mocha Show for?
Since like 2016, since I started working.
Okay, and between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
Mocha!
Hey! No. Next one. Radha, we love you. Have a great day.
Take care. Bye.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
What's going on?
Yes.
How's everybody's Halloween last night?
Chaotic.
Yeah, right?
So boring.
Yo.
Boring?
So, yeah.
Here's a wild thing. So we're all sending pictures back and forth in the group chat, right?
Yeah.
And Roz is sending a picture of his neighborhood, and it looks like chaos. There's stuff everywhere. People have their houses down. Like, it looks like when you walk into an amusement park that's holding a... their Halloween night.
Yeah, it's crazy. My neighborhood's nuts.
My neighborhood, and I know Maria lives not too far away from where I live. Yeah. Maria said your neighborhood was dead, right?
Oh, I think I give candy to 6 or 8 kids. Like, that was the max. By 7.
Our neighborhood was, like, decent.
Yeah.
Not busy. And I went out and I bought extra candy because I thought we were going to run out.
Yeah.
And the weather was gorgeous, so I thought all the kids were going to be out. There was no rain. Perfect. We didn't have a lot of kids.
No.
Like, by the end of it, like, I think we were inside by 8 o'clock.
Yeah. We were also inside by a little after 8, but that was only because we had enough chips and chocolate for... 575 kids.
Holy, what?
And we were done, out, cleaned out by 8 o'clock.
You had more than 500 kids show up?
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy.
Bro, that's wild. I wish my street was like that, though. Like, that's so festive.
They come in packs of 10, right?
Yeah.
And that's all it is. So you're doing 10 at a time. Imagine just doing like 10 kids at a time. 10 kids at a time, 10 kids at a time. And there's no lull in between... kids. It's 10 kids at a time, and I gave out, my doorbell rang.
Uh-huh.
Rang.
We just set up a table outside,
kids,
like, in the driveway.
Went from school to my neighborhood.
Wow. But it was still light outside for like 3 hours.
4 p.m. is when I had my first kid.
What?
4 p.m. is when I had my first kid.
But the sun didn't go down until like 6.
They went
something.
From school, right? And then
because they know. I guess because they know.
And then 4:30, I'm already sitting on the stoop because the parents are bringing their babies.
Got it.
Which I can understand. I mean, 4:30 is a little early, but I get the babies. You know, they got to go to bed. Yeah.
So 4:30 to 5 is the babies. Uh-huh. Like, literally, when I say babies, I mean like not even able to walk yet. I mean kid in a stroller, baby in a stroller.
Oh, we had a couple of those.
Where they put the bucket on the baby's lap and the baby's like,
so who's eating the candy?
The parents. Come on, man. I don't know who it was in my neighborhood, but Rox went trick-or-treating with two of her girlfriends. Mm-hmm. They all went to the same houses.
Okay.
And somebody on my street has taken like the whole trick or treat to another level.
Okay.
Because they got back to our place and they were all going through their candy. They all did the same houses, right? My kid, bag full of candy. Mm. Friend number one, bag full of candy. Friend number two, bag full of candy, but also a potato.
Oh, amazing.
Stop. Oh, my God.
French fries.
So somebody was stealthily putting potatoes in kids' bags, which was really great.
Did you dress up, Rose?
I did not. No, I did not. There was no time.
Then why
for
was
that.
Everyone walking by and being like, oh, let's go to the house with the gargoyle sitting on the steps?
Why would you? I'm like, bro, that's not cool.
That's the house.
The roast is over, man.
Oh, no. Okay? There's a gargoyle again.
Oh,
he's
Shem,
out.
You don't think the roast is over, Shem? Hold on. Let me get my file.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
So it was Halloween, and damn it, Maury, out in the streets.
What a gorgeous night last night, too.
They were calling for rain between 6 and 9 p.m.
It was a Wednesday. It was wonderful. Hey, Maury, can you find out the last time Halloween happened on a Friday the 13th for me?
Yeah.
Look that up, please, while we do this. It was so mild.
Just got that, Maury?
I opened Google. And then I got it.
Also, you didn't start typing yet?
Got it!
So, damn it, Maury, out in the streets last night, and we have here for you two very opposite ends of the spectrum.
Okay.
When it comes to who Maury talked to.
Okay.
We have Maury down in the gay village.
Oh.
Asking a certain set of questions to people on the streets there.
Gotcha, gotcha, gotcha.
And then he went to a neighborhood full of kids.
Okay.
And talked to kids and asked them a different set.
Interesting.
Of questions.
Okay. Important that it was different questions.
Well, yeah. We'll start out in the village.
Yes!
Happy Gay-Loween.
Happy Gay-Loween.
Who would be better in bed, a ghost, a zombie, or a witch, and why?
Ooh, the ghost, because they get all their, like, ectoplasm everywhere.
A witch, because I feel like they'd be kinky. They're just so dark and mysterious.
Pretend you're a ghost.
Okay.
Talk dirty to me.
Ooh, you've been a bad boy. The afterlife won't be nice to you.
Can ghosts have babies?
Yeah, when the one mama ghost was a daddy ghost, you know, they get together and they end up producing a ghost.
All right, who would be better in bed? A ghost, a zombie, or a witch, and why?
Probably a ghost because, you know, you don't really have to do much. You can just lay back and let it happen.
I'd say witch because of the broom. You could get...
Oh.
Okay, pretend you're a ghost.
Damn.
Talk dirty to me.
Oh, baby, I want to possess you.
Ooh.
Okay, so...
Okay, wow.
Okay.
Right?
Things are going
Ooh,
down there.
You've been a bad boy. The afterlife won't be nice to you.
Terrifying. Terrifying.
I'm so scared.
I'm sorry, guys.
I'm so terrified. So then, Maury left that neighborhood.
Yeah.
I found a neighborhood full of kids and asked them a different set of questions.
Ooh, it's Demet Maury and...
Trick or treat!
What's one question you've always wanted to ask a ghost?
What happened to you to turn into a ghost? How much money do you have?
Why do you think they have money?
Because when they die, they keep their bank account.
Okay, if a zombie was going to chop off one of your legs or arms, which would you rather?
Probably my left arm, because you can walk... But you can't, like, do as many activities.
Tell me about the last scary dream you had.
I was in a green corridor, and then there were these monsters on the sides, and then they kept jumping at me.
Who do you think has worse breath, a ghost or a zombie?
A zombie. Why? Because they eat the dirty people's armpits.
Where do ghosts go to the bathroom?
On the trees.
There's no way to flush.
Yeah, the trees will take it in.
What are you dressed as?
A killer rabbit.
Give me the best impression of a killer rabbit. If a zombie was going to chop off one of your legs or arms, which would you rather lose?
My legs.
Why?
Because I don't want to lose my arms. Because if I lose my arms, I wouldn't be able to, like, touch anything or pick up my stuff.
We're going to say Happy Halloween creepily. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Happy Halloween!
That wasn't creepy.
Happy Halloween.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Man, the biggest prank was pulled on the folks in Dublin, Ireland on Halloween. It was advertised on social that there was going to be this massive Halloween party that took place on the streets. And literally thousands of people showed up, lined both sides of the streets. People were dressed up. Families had their kids out there and waited and waited and waited. And no parade actually took place. There was a website called My Spirit Halloween that started going viral around Dublin for announcing that this big parade was going to happen. Turns out the website was based in Pakistan. The whole thing was a hoax. And it took people about maybe about an hour to realize and then start dispersing.
Mm-hmm.
Police put out a statement saying, contrary to information being circulated online, no Halloween parade is scheduled to take place. And then they asked people to disperse safely.
Yeah.
And there's a couple of videos. The one that I saw today was literally just thousands of people standing there waiting, kids and everything, on both sides of the street. So sad.
Well, that happens a lot. And a lot of this stuff comes from 4chan, right? That like trolling site. They're the ones that did Harambee. Right?
Oh, like, right. Yeah.
They're the ones that got kids eating Tide Pods.
Are they really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
All of that stuff came from, all of that stuff came from 4chan. Like they're just like, it's expert trollers. There was a Netflix documentary on there where they were talking about all the times that they've trolled people, and it's really crazy how it catches off. And they're
4chan,
and they're experts at doing it. Like they're just, they can, like, they just change the conversation into something else, and it happens so fast.
But how does it go from like one post
or something? Because it's never one post. It's like they know how to get things into people's feeds. They have all the bots and all the everything else, and then they start chattering about it, right? So it's like everybody buys into it.
It just floods and spreads,
yeah,
I guess.
And then that chatter becomes, it starts to look authentic after a while.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, you got in Ireland, 1,000 people there waiting for a Halloween parade that never existed.
Yeah,
that documentary, by the way, is called The Antisocial Network.
The Antisocial Network.
Yeah.
That's what it is. What's the big hoax from that they said that they did? I don't remember what the big one was. And I didn't even know at the time until I started watching that documentary what the big hoax was that they did.
One specific region or did they get the world?
Was it a Pizzagate?
Yeah, that was one of them.
What was Pizzagate?
The whole thing where they were talking about the pedophiles in Washington, and then they said it was all in the basement of this pizza restaurant, and some guy showed up with a gun.
No.
Because, it was massive. Like, it was this huge thing, and they just start this stuff.
4chan did.
4chan, and they're just complete trolls, right? And the same thing was, like, they were the guys behind Anonymous, you know, that, like, group collective.
Yeah,
it was all them just behind it. Like, they're all just trolls.
And this is what they do. They do expert
level trolling.
Like, I heard of 4chan before, but I just thought it was just like a social network, much like what Twitter, Instagram, or anything else.
No.
Is. I didn't know it was for like
bad reasons. It's a bare bones message board for like people who are extremely online.
Oh, okay.
And they have like, they'll just do this stuff. Like there was one other trend on social a couple of years ago where it was like they got people to start shaving their heads for somebody who was dealing with cancer or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. But like that person never existed. Right. And then they just had teenagers shaving their heads. And like, that's a win for them. Right. Like when you're trolled to that level, you don't even know.
Yeah.
And then that
story,
you don't even know. Like you have no idea. And then you wind up with your kid on Halloween night when they should be trick or treating, waiting for a parade that doesn't exist.
What I
find ridiculous is that nobody in that town from like city council was like, yo, there's no parade. Like there's no permits. Where are they set up? Like, you all just waited on the street, but, like, nobody walked down a little bit to be like, where's all the floats? Like, where's all the people?
Where are they all coming from? Where's the start of the parade?
Yeah, I want to be at the very beginning of the parade. Where's the parade start?
Yeah.
Like, nobody did that. They all just lined up because something on social media said, just go and line up. And watch the crazy Halloween parade.
Yeah,
and it works.
Yeah.
And it works all the time.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
How did we miss this episode of a TV show that Dan Mamori was on last week?
Did you do more acting?
Yeah.
What was it?
It's called My Haunted Hometown.
I love it. Were you the thing that was haunting people, or are you just reacting?
Yes, I was a scary bunny.
You were?
Yeah.
Oh.
Had a mask and everything.
Yeah.
How did I not know any of this?
So the network is T&E.
Oh, I know them.
And I found out that they're going to re-air this episode on November 22nd, if you want to make note of that, because it aired last week, right?
Yeah.
So November 22nd, they're re-airing this episode of My Haunted Hometown that Dammit Moore is featured in, 10 p.m., by the way.
And what is the premise of it, Moore?
So there is a bunny that can transform itself into, like, people, and it's, like, I guess a transporter bunny.
Before we get to the clip of Maury on this TV show, let's revisit.
Yeah, that's so long to get ready for this.
Let's revisit a couple of other TV shows that Dan Maury has made guest appearances on, like Frankie Drake Mysteries.
Morning, Winnie.
Morning, Ollie. Oh, keeping busy, I see.
You know what they say about idle hands.
Just watch yourself, honey. Thanks for the tip. Have you seen Sellers?
At the bar.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Hey, right there.
11 seconds right? on Frankie Drake Mysteries.
Yeah, I'm down. I'm
also,
down.
Murdoch Mysteries.
Oh. The station hasn't received a single call today. Not one complaint. No littering, no loitering, not even any lollygagging.
And that's bad?
It's not right.
Best of the day to you, Inspector.
See?
Hey, best of the day to you, Inspector.
So out of the 13 seconds on that clip, David Mori had 3 seconds just to say...
Best of the day to you, Inspector.
However, when our friends over at Private Eyes, Jason Priestley, invited David Mori to be a guest on that show, he had like full dialogue.
You can talk to us or you can talk...
What?
Were you a lawyer in that show?
No. I was the guy that was being accused.
That's what it was.
No, but what did you do? Oh, actually, hold on. Okay. I think you say it in this clip.
You can talk to us or you can talk to the cops. Your choice.
Look, I was just the front man.
The front man?
All I had to do was smile and say the right things on camera. And when the deals were awarded, I got paid and left.
You're saying that Trafalgar paid you to be pretend CEO. Why would they do that?
You don't get it. There is no Trafalgar.
But their website is...
It's fake, along with everything else. The carbon neutral processing plant, the hybrid electric recycling trucks, the forest restoration project. They just did whatever they needed to win the bid.
That's a lot of lines.
That's a lot of lines.
Fake CEO of a waste management company.
Did you have to do all that in one take?
Or yeah.
Bull. How many times did it take you, though?
One take.
Yes.
One right. take. Jason Bull. Screwed up all the time.
You're Bro. Such a liar.
A waste
I'll call Jason right now.
A waste man on the TV show. A waste man in real life. Okay, so before we get to the clip that aired on television for this show called My Haunted Hometown, which, by the way, is on T&E. I'm going to play for you the behind the scenes.
Oh,
the director directing Mori on what to do. And you are, your character again is what, Mori? And you're wearing what?
I'm like a full bunny costume, like scary bunny. I'm like a
so he's got like
bunny.
A head, you don't see his face at all he's got the headpiece on face. And everything, okay?
We ready to go?
Yeah.
You want to call action, Sarah?
Sure. Let's roll. Rolling, ready, and action on set.
So the first thing, honestly, that I want you to do is just look at the camera. And because you can't do any facial acting, just do some screams for us.
Ah!
Better.
Ah!
Bigger.
Ah! Bigger.
Really?
Okay, so, you're calling us. You're like, come here. Here, say it for us. Be like, come here, little boy. No, don't say that.
Yeah, please don't. Thank God.
Come here, Trevor. Come here, Trevor.
Oh, that was perfect. Can you do that exact voice louder? Do that again.
Come here, Trevor.
Perfect.
Okay.
Wow. Jesus, Mori.
And they needed a little bit more.
So, just like to back away and walk towards the back end. Make evil noises. Good.
No, I'm okay. I'm just going to sit for 30 seconds.
Please, while we
so that took all the wind out of Mori.
Wow, Mori exhausted. I need to see. Guys, I need my chair. So you had the scream and then how many times did it make you scream? Like a lot?
It was like a half hour.
Yeah. And then come here.
I tasted blood.
So then they put together the promo.
Oh.
Featuring this scene and Damn It Mori.
Okay.
And in this promo, you will hear Damn It Mori.
Woke up one night.
Oh, by the way, this also, it's the promo, but this is the scene that ended up running in its entirety on the show as well.
Okay.
Woke up one night. And in the hall, I saw the teddy chair that's always there that my grandpa made. And I went into the bathroom and came out of the bathroom. That's when I see the teddy was staring directly at me. This physical thing, this chair, turned by itself.
When we see objects that are being moved in such a way where there doesn't really seem any rhyme or reason, it's almost like that spirit that's trying to get his attention, but also trying to showcase, I'm a powerful being. The next step might be some degree of physical attack.
Okay, what? Okay.
Was he at the end?
This is what they use from Tam and Morrie in the television show My Haunted Hometown.
Tap.
Is that even your voice?
No.
It's not.
No.
That's not your voice?
No, that was a different character.
Oh my God, what?
So
did,
oh. Damn.
So you got cut?
Yeah.
Are you the guy in the suit?
You can see me. Like I'm behind this chair, sort of rocking it, and I sort of walk to it like back and forth in front of the camera.
But you don't see your face because you got the mask on.
And you don't hear me.
And you don't, so that wasn't your scream?
No.
Oh.
Anyway. If you want to just see...
Somebody get Maury's chair, please.
The Haunted Hometown T&E, please. They're going to re-air that episode November 22nd, 10 p.m.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Tasha, welcome to Roz and Mocha's Hell of a Story Halloween edition.
Tasha, when and where does your Hell of a Story take place?
Let's say 2011 or 12 in Queens, New York.
Okay.
Big up Queens. I have enough family out there. All right, so what happens in Queens, New York back in the day there?
So when I was a teenager, my bedroom was in the attic of my parents' house. And one night, I go to sleep like any other night, and I proceed to have one of the wildest experiences I've ever had, right? So I go to sleep, I wake up within the dream, and there's a woman standing in the corner of my room. She's very obviously a ghost. Like, you can see through her. I don't know this woman. She looks like from olden times.
What does she look like?
She's like kind of overweight. She's wearing like a colonial dress.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's very obviously ghosty.
Okay.
She's like, hey, would you mind playing with my son? He needs someone to play with. He has no friends. Like, I'd really love for someone to play with him. In my head, I'm thinking like, this is a dream. Let's ride the wave, right? So I'm like, yeah, let's do it.
Tasha, at this point, you know that you're dreaming.
It's like very obviously a dream. It feels dreamy. Okay. Like it's hazy.
Uh-huh.
She's like a see-through woman. It just feels, it's giving dream, you know?
Okay. Gotcha,
I don't know
if
you ever had an experience like that where you know you're dreaming, but I've had moments like where I'm like,
it happens
I know
to me
dreaming.
All the time. I'm like, I get night terrors like crazy.
So she asks you, hey, can you play with my son?
Yes. She's like, can you play with my son? And I'm like, sure. As I say yes, pan to the right of my bedroom, a little boy appears, equally as ghosty, see-through, dressed in colonial, like olden times. He has like a little bow tie. It's very just like, oh, out of place, right? So he walks over to my bed. He's like, let's play arm wrestling. I'm like, sure. Like, he's a little boy. That makes sense. Like, let's play arm wrestling. You know, he puts his hand in my hand. His hand is ice cold. But I can, like, feel the weight of his hand.
So you're not, like, you're not like, going through him or anything like this. Like,
no,
you can actually get a grip. Okay.
His hand is on my hand.
All right.
Holding my hand.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
We're kind of, you know, we're doing the arm wrestling thing. I'm pushing his hand. He's pushing my hand. But no one's really winning. And so I'm like, come on, like, push my hand down. And he pins my hand down with, like, force. And then he, like, drops his head a bit and gets this sick grin on his face, like huge. And he goes, you don't want to play this game with me. And I'm like, I don't know what that means. Like, what do you mean? Like, let's continue. Like, let's play arm wrestling. And so I kind of pick our hands back up, reset the arm wrestling. He digs his nails like into the webbed part of my hand and starts pushing my hand into the mattress, going, I win, 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 I win. Freak me out. I rip my hand away. And as I rip my hand away, he's like staring at me with that grin and becomes a huge cloud of smoke. And I know that sounds crazy, but like, stick with me for a second. Like, he becomes this cloud of smoke. I remember like jumping out in the dream and I wake up in real life, but I'm standing fully on my feet. And I'm away from my bed.
And what do you see?
Nothing. It's like, it's daytime.
And what do you feel?
I feel the scratches of his fingernails on my hand, like red hot.
And did you look at your hand and were there scratches
there? I looked at my hand, but nothing was there. But I felt the sensation of the scratch. So I freak out. I run out of my bedroom. It's in the attic. So I have ways to go. So I like run down the stairs. I go to the kitchen. And my mom and my sister are in the kitchen. My mom is a very like spiritual woman, very religious. We grew up Roman Catholic. So we always have like holy water in the house. My mom's like, my family's Haitian. So we're constantly like blessing the house And so I'm like, Mom, like, I just had the craziest, like, dream. Oh, my God. Like, this is what happened. I was standing. And so usually my mom is with the She's like, sure, I'll go bless this room or bless your car or whatever. This time she was like, the holy water is right behind you. Grab some salt and you're going to go do it yourself. And so I'm like, whatever, like, I'll do it. So I go upstairs and I have the holy water in one hand and I have the salt in my other hand. I have like the holy water in a bottle. I'm just like, you know, throwing the holy water around, throwing the salt around. I get to my bed and I throw the salt and it sizzles as soon as it hits, as soon as it hits the mattress.
No, it doesn't.
It goes, I fly. I think I teleported down those stairs. Like I...
When you say sizzle, like sizzle, like bacon in a frying pan sizzle?
Like bacon in a frying pan, like my body in hell. Like that's how I felt. Like,
okay, so you teleport downstairs.
And I'm like freaking out. I'm screaming. I'm like, I'm not going back up there until you guys douse this house in holy water. I am not entering that room again. Full boycott of the bedroom. A few days later, my mom got a priest. He came and blessed the house from the attic to the basement. And I never had an issue like that ever again in my life.
But did you do any research to see, like, who would have lived in that house centuries ago or years ago to figure out who the lady ghost and her kid were?
You know, I never did. It was like 2010, 2012 when this was going on. That never occurred to me at the time to, like, research the history of my house. And I definitely want to find out a way to see the history of this house, see if anybody died in there, because... That was a unforgettable moment.
Do your folks still live in that house?
Yeah, my parents still live in that house.
No, and no problems for them?
No problems.
Interesting.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah.
That was one hell of a story.
Wasn't it?
See, here's why I would never be in this situation. One, I'm not a religious guy, but if somebody ever said, hey, can you watch my kid and just play with them? I'd be like, no.
No, absolutely. Because you're a sane person. Because you have sense. That's why.
Tasha, you are the best. Big up, queens. Thank you very much for joining us on the Roz and Mocha Show today.
Oh, thank you guys so much. This was fun.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Anyone putting up their trees this weekend?
Thought about it.
Christmas tree?
Yeah.
We're doing it tonight.
No.
Are you really?
I thought about it. Yeah.
I am excited that the clocks are turning back, though.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Clocks go back Saturday night into Sunday, 2 a.m.
Hell yeah.
So we get that extra hour, huh?
Are you going out this weekend, Maria?
I am, actually.
Are you going to a club on Saturday?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then do you normally do that, like, on this particular weekend when the clocks go back?
No, but for some reason, I have been out multiple times on this day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Just throughout the years.
All right.
But my group chat was laughing about the time change last night.
And what's everyone saying? How many people in the group chat?
There's six of us.
Okay.
What time is last call now in bars? Is it 2 still?
Yeah. No. Some of them are 4.
Where is it 4?
Yeah, I thought some of them were.
Early Mercy is 4.
Yeah.
I know that. I know there's a bunch of them. I can't remember.
Yeah, I know Early Mercy. Some places are 4.
What?
Yeah.
So you guys are going. So is the plan that you're all going to stay out an extra hour?
Well, yeah.
Duh.
Extra hour of tequila.
That's a lot, man. That's and what time do you get to that club?
Oh, you don't usually go till like 12:45.
12:45?
Yeah.
What are you doing before then?
Pre-drinking,
pre-drink.
Bro.
Oh my God. That's so crazy to me. Getting there just before midnight. That's
Why?
Wild. Because I can't even relate to that, because you have to understand, like, when I was in my hardcore days when I would go out, last call was 1 a.m., right? Before it switched to 2.
Uh-huh.
So you couldn't get to a bar at midnight.
Could you guys imagine Roz at a bar at 4 a.m.?
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, I've done it.
No, I mean like
plenty
now.
Now?
Yeah, when they were booking the reservation for a table, they asked us what time, and I said 11:30.
Yeah.
No. I don't even, like, I would be so angry.
Angry?
Yeah, I would just not have, I wouldn't have a good time.
At 4 a.m.?
Yeah, I would just be so pissy. Like, I would just, like, I don't want to be around anybody who's actually enjoying themselves. Yeah, I have no interest in any of that. I used to love that a lot.
It could be 4 a.m. It could be 4 p.m. He don't want to be around.
Can't do it every weekend though. Like, even myself, like, I can't, like, this is once, like, every so often.
Yeah.
Like, I don't go to clubs very often.
When I used to go out, it was minimum 4 nights a week.
Uh-huh.
Right? Minimum. minimum 4 nights a week. It was Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, right? Minimum. And then you would go last call and then go to like some after hours somewhere, get home around 3. Mm-hmm. Like that was it. It was 4 nights a week for as long as you could sustain it.
And now your Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
Is I, first of all, don't do anything, or at least I try. My goal is to not do anything. Always my goal is to not do anything. Yeah. But, you know, I have a family, so I have to be a participant in my family.
Yeah.
Right? Otherwise, you look like...
something's guanin.
Well, no, you don't...
You're trying to escape?
No, you don't look like you're trying to escape. You look like you don't love them.
Yeah. Right? You look like a Scrooge.
What about the heart grows fonder when you're away?
Away? I don't want to leave my family.
Sorry. I'm trying to justify your ways, bro.
Right? But my kid's 14 now.
Sometimes you just need a break.
And I know there's only a couple more years left before she wants to start doing stuff where we're going to be out of the house at midnight. Right? And I'm like, I don't know how cool I am with that right now.
You won't even know. You fall asleep at like 9 o'clock, bro.
Bro, I do my best to try and fall asleep at 9 o'clock. Yeah. And then I always fail at it, but I do my best. Like, I just don't like...
Are you going to take her up for the first drink when she's 19?
I don't even think that... I don't even think kids want to drink anymore, to be honest with you.
Really?
No, no. She's never expressed any interest in that life. Maybe she will at 19.
Maybe she's
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
She's not had Kahlua.
Kahlua?
Bro, you're going to introduce someone
to the very Kahlua?
First alcoholic drink and get him Kahlua?
Kahlua?
You loser.
Oh, God.
That's she would never drink again.
Or a brown cow. Mix it with milk.
She would never drink again. Or you don't have somebody turn 19 in your life and give them a brown cow.
And be like, here, this is going to make you bloated for the next 3 days.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Y'all need some Monday motivation? Do I have a quote for you, especially coming off of a weekend where the time changed? I know we get that extra hour, but for some people, it affects them.
How can that affect you negatively, though? I don't understand. I went to bed nice and early last night.
Some people, like, I don't know.
I get when you lose an hour, but who's complaining about gaining an hour?
Yeah, but because, it's going to be dark now.
Yeah, you start thinking about that. Or if you're like Maria, who went out on Saturday night, you still stayed out an extra hour, so you still feel groggy the next day.
Yeah, I'm tired.
Right?
Yeah, but that's your own fault, though. That's not the time change's fault.
I would have left earlier if the time was right.
But it messed me up.
I don't know what time it was.
To you? You could have just
the clock slide and goes back.
No, nobody lied. It wasn't a surprise.
So if you need some Monday motivation, something to help kickstart your day, help you get through the week and put you into that positive mindset, I have a quote for you.
I would appreciate
it. The way I see it, I have a chance to get rich every day I wake up. I already have one foot in the door. I just gotta think, what's my next step? My next major move. It's chess, not checkers. So play the game. Don't let the game play you, player.
Who in the hell is that guy?
Yo, that's Bucks.
Who?
Bucks.
Bucks needs to stop putting on an accent.
Who's Bucks?
Yo, Bucks is huge on IG.
Don't say somebody's huge on IG. Yeah. I've literally never heard that human being before.
Same.
That's Maria's next man.
Right not even close.
Oh, that's different then. Let me listen again.
So play the game. Don't let the game play you, player. Oh,
no. I see that.
Now,
I don't, you cannot
see
nothing.
Now, put into the mindset, single Maria, right? Her next man is out here on IG spitting facts and motivation.
Yo, the way I see it, I have a chance to get rich every day I wake up. I already have one foot in the door. Mm-hmm. I just gotta think, what's my next step? My next major move. It's chess, not checkers. So play the game. Don't let the game play you, player.
Games.
Yeah, that's listen, man. I may be the smartest man I've ever heard. Maria, you gotta jump on this.
Oh, yeah. So excited.
So play the game. Don't let the game play you, player. Yeah.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Over the weekend, the time changed. Clocks went back an hour.
Yeah.
And anytime the time changes, it affects different people in different ways. Some people enjoy and it. Like, I feel like I got more energy. Mm-hmm. Majority of people are like, no, I feel way more groggy. My sleep's thrown off. It takes me a few days to get back into it or to get into a routine.
Mm-hmm.
Dan Mori, how you feeling?
So tired.
Sham, how
so
you feeling?
Tired.
I'm always tired, but
oh,
I'm good.
Yeah, facts. Maria, how you feeling?
I'm good now, but at like 3 o'clock, that's when I like plummet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, same.
And confused.
But that's every day for you. Roz, how you feeling?
I'm fine. I'm over it like a normal person. It's 1 hour. Takes 1 day to get over 1 hour time difference.
But that 1 hour affects people though sometimes.
But not, but it's, I understand. Anyway.
Dan and Maury hit the streets to talk to other people to find out
a bunch of drama queens
about how the time change affected them.
As Cher once said, if I could turn back time, I wouldn't. How is the time change affecting you?
I was so tired. I came back from the club and I was just like, I feel like it's 5 a.m. and it really was just 1. So yeah, I was a little off, but it's okay. I'm catching up. I feel like I'm like been on a 14-hour flight to Beijing. Like, it's just so exhausting. I don't know how people are like getting through their days.
All right, I'm not going to lie. You look tired today.
Well, I'm a new mom, so I do feel very exhausted. I'm not going to lie. My baby woke up. She was very confused. And it meant that I basically had 3 hours less sleep. I'm like dying and the know, baby's please confused. Help.
How did the time change affect you?
I actually didn't even notice it. I didn't even realize my clocks didn't change. I just kind of went along with my day, and yeah.
The time change. How did it affect you?
It was crazy. Like, I honestly didn't even realize that the time was going back, and I was at work, and it's 2 o'clock. I'm thinking, oh, I'm going to go on break. Then, boom, it went right back to 1 o'clock, and I was like, man. And today, I'm just, like, really tired, you know? I had to come in early from the night before, and it's not like I got the extra hour, so extra tired today. What is that? Like, no one deserves this feeling at all. It's horrible, honestly.
The time change. How did it affect you?
Well, I'm just really exhausted. Like, see? I just find I can't keep my eyes open. Like,
see?
I try to sit down and focus on something, and my mind's just elsewhere. Like, I haven't been able to center myself ever since the time changed.
Right.
I mean, just a few minutes ago, I was trying to write an email, and I couldn't even tell what I was writing. It made no sense. It was just gibberish. Like, I just could not get my mind focused.
It happens.
I just don't understand it. Like, this is only a 1 hour time change. Like, how could it be affecting me like this? It just doesn't make sense.
Oh, relax.
It doesn't make sense, sir. Or is that a man?
I hate that we are enablers for those people. Coddling them.
That poor girl. She was at work. Was supposed to go on break. And then, boom, time change.
It's an hour back. That guy felt like I just got off a 14-hour flight to Beijing.
Yeah.
What is that? Like, no one deserves this feeling at all.
Come on.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Well, here we are. We are finished with the month of October.
Wow.
Which means Shem is back with another recap song looking at all the big events, everything that took place that we collectively may have forgot happened in the month of October. Shem, what do you want to say about this one before we get into it?
Very busy month in October. We had lots going on. Yeah. Lots. We had, you know, World Series. You had, of course, Roz's birthday.
Yeah.
And I will say, think the roast is over, Roz?
Oh, no.
Oh, whoa. Shit. Well, here we go.
Well.
Your October recap.
Hey.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I love this T-Pain song.
Thanksgiving. The World Series, talking Cardi B and Offset. Mean Girls has its own day. October 3rd is when we celebrate. Old Man Ross, half century. W champs, New York Liberty. Liam Payne, rest in peace. What's that sound? Oh no, Ross's knees. Hurricane Helene and Milton. Obama, he rapped Eminem on Don't Blink. Ooh-wee, October ended real quickly.
Yeah,
that is a fact. I'll tell you what I think about that. Ross Hughes ain't coming back. Now when he moves, he goes Ross can barely move. Menendez dog, holy crap. Martha on on Netflix. I'm gonna watch that. Raps and Leafs began play. On the 24th was Drake's birthday. Love is Blind season 7 came out. Now Rouse's doppelganger is Oscar the Grouch. Shout to Vince, yes. Number 15. Raptors retired his jersey. Yeah. Trick or trade.
Ooh-wee, getting candy on Halloween.
One thing is a fact. I don't mean to give him flack, but Roz would hand out raisin packs. That's your recap.
Somebody's still hurt.
Let's dance now.
Not you, Roz. Happy birthday, big guy. That's your October recap.
Wow.
Shem's been hanging on to some stuff, huh?
Still hurt.
Still hurt.
Still hurt.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
You put your Christmas tree up, Mom?
I did, yeah.
Nice.
Oh, nice. With decorations and everything?
Oh, God, done.
Yeah. Lights and everything?
Everything.
Wow. Okay.
Good.
Busy.
Good
busy.
I didn't do much, but... I saw a couple people in various neighborhoods. They have their lights up, but not on yet.
Oh, interesting.
A lot of people wait till after Remembrance Day.
Right.
To do that. We usually do that. I think this, depending on what the weather is going to be like this week, by the weekend, maybe next weekend, I'll start putting stuff
up. So not this upcoming. You'll wait a week.
No. Like this weekend, upcoming weekend, I will most likely, depending on the weather, put all the lights up, but I won't turn them on until after Remembrance Day. So next Tuesday, I can start.
I don't think I did it in any disrespect to Remembrance Day. It's just it's important. It means something to me.
Yeah, sure.
And nothing to the veterans.
Believe me, if I could keep my... I have a Christmas tree up all year
round. Yeah, don't you guys still have... And lights too?
Yeah, it's on. Yeah. And I put it on at night. Like
beautiful.
Yeah. That's but nice. The cats have like destroyed it. So only the top half of the lights work.
And so I
got to get a new one. I mean, I have to, the cats like to sit in it, right?
Yeah.
So I got to go and every now and then I got to go and bend the branches back up because they're like at the.
So will you get replace that tree or leave that one for the cat that becomes the cat's tree?
It's pretty much the cat's tree.
And then you get another tree to set up somewhere else.
Well, it's, I don't.
Because then that eventually that tree will become the cat's tree too.
Okay.
And then you could be one of those houses that's got like, within the next 10 years, you can have like 15 trees in there.
Okay, I can clarify something right now, but I'm afraid if I clarify something right now, I'm going to sound like a huge douche.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, the tree that I'm talking about is in my other house.
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
It's at the cottage.
Uh-huh.
That's where the cat tree is. The regular tree we'll put up at some point this month.
Tree. So the cat tree is at the cottage.
Real bad man.
Do your staff do it for you?
No, the staff doesn't do it.
No, they're off this week, Amari. Come on. Don't you know anything scheduling staff?
No, because I don't want people to think that I have like a ghetto busted up Christmas tree at home,
No.
That one's it's at the shed. It's in the shed. Can we call it the shed?
It's a busy time. We're coming up to a very busy Christmas season. He needs a staff on call 24 hours a day. No, so that's why they're off this week.
It's in the shed.
Is that where the staff are?
Stop. That's not what I'm saying.
Embarrassing.
I don't have staff, and they're certainly not in the shed. Okay?
Damn.
Jesus.
Yo, Chef, if you ever get that invite, decline, bro.
No! Oh, no!
Y'all ever watch that movie Get Out?
I'm like, hey, you want a cup of tea?
Come up for the weekend. I'm having a party. Small party. Just friends.
Yeah. It's no big deal. No big deal.
You may know someone. I don't know. That'd be great, though. Want to dress up real fancy and stuff.
Yeah, when they invite you to their house and then the first thing they do is start apologizing. You know what I mean? Yeah. Right? You're like, nah, I don't know.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
I watched some show last night. No, I watched the movie last night. Oh, it was the worst movie I've ever seen. Oh, my God.
Which one?
So
tell
great.
Me.
It was so...
You love watching bad movies, huh?
I put it on, and then we were like, we're in it already.
This is where you and I are opposite. I'll watch a bad movie. I'll still watch it because I want to see how it ends.
Yeah.
But I get mad
that
the movie is so bad.
Oh, we were furious last night.
Like that movie Trap. Oh, I will never forgive myself for watching Trap.
God. Yeah.
Right? Oof. Right, Shem?
absolutely
the worst.
And I love M. Night. M. Night spends so much time in Canada filming his movies out here. So chances are there's someone who knows M. Night that is listening to the Roz and Mocha Show.
Yeah.
Please tell M. Night I love him. I love the vision. The movies are great. The twists and turns are great. Yeah. Trap sucked ass.
It was so bad.
It was
so bad.
Was it a spoof, though?
No, it
wasn't.
It wasn't?
Was real?
It was real. Yeah, it was real.
I think somebody called M. Night at the movie company, right? And they were like, yo, my man, do you have something? And he was like, they said, we have X amount budget for you. And then he just scrambled in his mind and was like, yeah, I have this idea for blah, 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 blah. And they were like, genius. Here's the cash.
Yeah. So I watched this movie last night. And listen, it's a terrible movie, right? Awful movie.
Okay.
But the whole time we watched these movies, everybody on the couch, me, Catherine, and Roxy, I was like, are we turning it off? Are we turning it off? And we always check in every 15 minutes. And we're all like, nope, we're going to stick it through. 15 minutes later, are we turning this off? No, we're going to stick it through.
And you all agree that the movie's
bad? Okay. We all agree the movie's terrible.
Like, not one out of the three of you are like, you know what? This is actually pretty good.
No.
I feel like your wife would be that way.
No.
Catherine would be like, hey, there's promise in this movie.
No, zero. She's the harshest out of all of us.
Okay.
So it was a movie on Netflix called Mind Cage with Martin Lawrence and John Malkovich.
Martin Lawrence! Oh, no, my heart! Don't tell me Martin Lawrence made a bad movie!
Bro.
I saw it over the weekend.
Did you?
It
has one of the worst twists I've ever seen in a movie.
So it's not a comedy because it's Martin Lawrence.
No, it's not a comedy.
Oh, my heart.
But again, watch it. Go to Netflix.
No,
watch it. Judge
that.
For yourself.
I can't
right?
do that. No.
I think it's like number two in movies right now.
Stop it.
Like a lot of people are watching this movie.
I can't do that to Marty Marr. No,
I'm telling you.
No,
watch it. Judge for yourself.
I'll tell you why I'm not going to do that.
It is so bad. It's so bad.
The love that I have for Martin Lawrence.
Yeah.
If I watch this movie and it's as bad as you guys say it is,
it
will change my perception. And I already hold Martin Lawrence in such high regard. I'm
first
not
of all,
that movie.
I don't know why you hold like Martin Lawrence in such high regard.
You know what's so weird?
Like, that's a weird guy to hold in such a high regard.
I got lost on Instagram last night watching old like clips of his TV show.
but in such high regard?
Yeah, he's so funny.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's not a comedy though, this movie.
Marty Mark.
He's a detective in this movie.
Shanae.
Right? And
Jerome Rome.
But you
saw the radio station WZUP was
shout out
to Detroit.
But honestly, one of the worst twists.
Yeah.
Like it is the twist gem, right?
It's really bad.
It's the twist, and I'm not spoiling anything by saying there's a twist, right? There has to be a twist.
Uh-huh. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
I guess The Weeknd's doing a TV show or a movie or something like that with
Jenna
Ortega.
Is he?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Be a flop like the Idol?
It's called Hurry Up Tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
The Weeknd's going to star in the film, which is an extension of the forthcoming album of the same name alongside Jenna Ortega and Barry
Keoghan. What do you call it?
Yeah.
Like a producer on it or something?
No, I guess he's releasing an album and then this is like a companion film to the album.
Barry Keoghan's in it?
Yeah, and Jenna Ortega.
Maria's like, it's already a hit. I haven't seen the script. I don't know what it's about.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a great actor.
Not much is known about the film, they say, other than that it'll be a musically driven psychological thriller. And it'll be executive produced by Jenna Ortega.
Okay, well, that's...
So it's going to be a musical?
No.
But musically driven,
so I'm guessing they're just going to use a lot of The Weeknd's music in it.
Oh, God, I don't like that.
Yeah, they say in a release from Lionsgate, they say, The Weeknd is a visionary whose art cannot be confined by any single medium. With Hurry Up Tomorrow in partnership, his musical universe expands onto the big screen with a psychological thriller that will usher in a new cinematic experience for fans. We are thrilled to be bringing audiences worldwide. So I guess it's going to be the companion film that'll have all his music, right? I'm guessing the last time that sort of thing happened was what? Like
Jennifer Lopez.
No, it wasn't. Was it a fictional movie though? Was it?
Fiction means
like so, it was scripted.
Well, like when Joker, yeah. Joker 2 came out.
No, that's a straight up musical though.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right.
That was a musical.
Like so I'm thinking more like Purple Rain, where it's the artist, the album, and the film.
Oh God! I don't have an answer.
Where they built a movie around
like Elvis when he used to do those.
But he's releasing a theme album is what I'm guessing, and then they're taking that theme and then they're turning that theme into a thriller that will then be soundtracked by all the Weeknd's music on that album.
This does not sound like it's going to hit
is
at
what
all.
Is what I'm guessing.
I don't know.
Right?
Just stick to making music. Yeah. Huh? Just saying.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Oh, so tired today.
Oh, the time night. Change affecting you now?
No. Yes,
it's Wednesday, Maria. Yeah.
Listen, it affects different people in different ways.
No. It hits the elderly later, I guess.
I haven't slept since last week.
Oh, wow. Maria coming in with a flamethrower today.
Good morning.
I love it. Right. Keep it calm. Right. I'm just going to step back.
Yeah.
I'll let y'all do your thing.
You want to start this, Maria?
I don't know if I want to. I think I kind of already did, but
yeah.
I mean...
Yeah. You can back away now.
What you got, old guy?
Damn.
Yikes. Oh, no, I think I just signed myself up for something.
Okay. Yeah. Everybody else, don't say nothing. Just back away.
Up all night watching stupid television. And
what were you watching?
I was watching election.
Remember?
Well, I was watching the election stuff on my computer on my lap, and Roxy was watching Key and Peele on the couch beside me.
Oh, amazing. Was she watching like any of the political stuff that they did?
Yeah, there was an Obama skit. With
which one?
With just one of the Obama's aggression translator.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Where that guy, where that guy freaks out.
Not the one when he's walking up to shake hands?
No, we saw that one already. That one already happened, which was great. No, I was just up too late, and I think I ate too late last night, which I never feel like I ate too late last night.
What? First of all, what was on the menu? What? And then don't tell me what time because I want to guess.
Yeah. What did I have? I had a steak and shrimp. Ooh. Spicy shrimp.
Ooh.
The shrimp was the side?
Yeah.
Damn, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't like steak and shrimp with a side salad or mashed potatoes. Or
no, I had a couple fries left over from...
I'm going to say, and it was election night.
Yeah.
You ate that at like 9:30.
It was 9:15.
Wow. 9:15. Yeah. And then you passed out by 9:45.
No, it was 10:45.
10:45.
At
least it was time
night.
To digest.
Yeah. Is that though? Is that enough time? I don't think that's enough.
Did you fall
time.
Asleep on the couch sitting up though?
A little bit. Yeah. I started to doze off.
Yeah.
I guess the cat was like right beside me. And then when they purr, I just go right to sleep and I'm trying to watch the stupid election. And I shouldn't have even stayed up because I knew, they're not going to call it
until 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. So I don't even know why I was up. I don't even know why I bothered.
When I got up for work, Matthew was still on the couch watching.
Was he?
The election?
Yeah.
Or what? YouTube videos.
He hadn't slept
the election.
Yet?
What time was that?
I thought he was next to me and he wasn't. He was on the couch.
That's what love looks like.
He's watching CNN.
So he let you, that's why you got to sleep in the bed last night. Because normally you sleep on the couch, but
yeah,
he was watching
CNN till 3:30 in the morning.
Oh my God.
So what would happen if I called him right now?
I would highly suggest, let me get the sense that
Matthew isn't, it isn't so much that Matthew's political, but Matthew just loves drama. Is
Absolutely.
That why he was up watching all night?
And then he's regurgitating what they said on TV. He's like, did you know that there were flip states?
He's one of those.
Oh, he's an expert now.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, explain it to me.
Yeah.
Tell me
what's
more.
What's a flip state?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
Oh, he said, they once voted for this person and now they voted for this person, but they did that because
the flipsy doozy.
I learned that this year too, actually.
Yeah, that's what it's called. More. Make sure you tell him it's called the flipsy doozy.
Did he have to explain to you the difference between the popular vote and the
Electoral College?
But he was like, can you believe that Fox called it and CNN yet has?
Yet has? Or hasn't yet?
Is he still up or did he go to bed?
Oh, no, he went to bed.
He went to bed. Yeah. But that was a long night for people, man.
His job is done.
Yes.
Yeah. The old flipsy
thank
doozy.
You, Matthew, thank you for your service.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
You okay over there?
Yeah.
Oh, no. What's going on? A mess. Moke and I both have these headphones that we love because the sound is great and everything else. But if you put them in your ear and you do the show, you're fine. But if you sort of start to walk a little bit, it shocks the inside of your ear.
How's that healthy?
Yeah, it's not. Are those good headphones?
It's not.
No, they sound amazing.
They're amazing. They're the most amazing, like, wired in-ear headphones.
And they're, like, not brand name.
I've never seen the brand before, ever.
What's the brand?
I have no idea what they're called.
It's called One, like the number one, yeah. One More. And I can't remember how much was it, like $30 or something?
Something like that, yeah.
They sound amazing. They're wired, by the way. Yeah, they're wired headphones.
But they're the best headphones. And I found them on Amazon, right?
Yeah.
And I tried them on the show one day, and I was like, God, these headphones are amazing. And then I use them for everything. And then Mocha was looking for them. And then... He bought them and was like, they sound really great. And then one day I saw him move to his left to adjust something on the other side of the room, and he winced. And
I was like, how's taste?
And I was like, oh God, I forgot to tell you, but the best part about the headphones. Yeah. And so they shock the inside of your ear every now and then.
It can't be healthy.
I know. I get that. But
we should leave an Amazon review. I didn't see that.
Neither did I. I've never left an A. I get requests to leave Amazon reviews all the time.
Same.
Right?
Oh, my husband does for everything.
All the time.
He leaves reviews?
Yeah, always.
No, but I'm like, I guess about headphones, yeah. But like, I buy nonsense on Amazon, right?
Like, yeah, no, I'm not reviewing most of the stuff
I
buy.
What do I say? Yes, it's a great towel.
Yeah,
right.
It dries my skin.
Dried my skin, as you know, as advertised. Uh-huh.
But sometimes, like, if you go through, because we all read the reviews, right?
I base everything on the reviews.
Yes,
but I don't contribute.
But there are some people who take those reviews very seriously. I'm talking about the writers.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. I see some reviews where it's like they will list pros and cons. Like they will have categories.
Yes.
Right, and they will go into fine detail about this thing, and I'm like, thank you. Yeah. That helps.
Yes.
Purchase.
Yeah.
Is there some sort of kickback if you leave a bunch of reviews? Is that why people do it? Like,
the people that leave reviews are angels in society.
Yes.
That's what I think. Because even for example, like if you're shopping online, like especially on like Shein, for example, I know like girls will like write detailed reviews. And if you're buying them online, like I love the girls who do that because I know that they're quality or not. Right.
And then when you get the email that says, will you leave?
No, I don't.
You don't even open it. I just hit delete right away.
The spam. Why am I getting this?
Yeah.
But
leave
like
me alone.
Some people even like they'll open the thing that they just bought and start taking pictures of it.
Yeah. Pictures, videos,
everything. Posts. Uh-huh. On Amazon, like
Matthew reviewed Christmas ornaments and says the sizing is not right. Like it's smaller than it seems.
For their Christmas ornaments or for you?
Oh, wow. Wow.
Maury review.
Wow. Yeah, but no, I've never done that. And I feel so terrible now that we talk about it because I rely so heavily on reviews for things and honest reviews and like well thought out reviews like you were talking about, like the pros and the cons and the everything and the pictures and all that stuff. I rely so heavily on that stuff and I've never contributed.
Why don't you leave a review right now for something you bought?
What was the last thing you bought?
Lawn chairs.
Okay. There you go. Okay, let's leave it.
Ron, this could be a new hobby for you.
No, I'll tell you. I'm not talking about those lawn chairs anymore because I got the best lawn chairs I could find on Amazon, right? Uh-huh. And they're great lawn chairs. I can't talk about them anymore because Catherine will kill me.
Why?
Because she doesn't want to talk about the lawn chairs anymore. So we're sitting there, right? And the lawn chairs are like, these are full size lawn chairs, everything else. Catherine, much like on the couch or on an airplane or in a lawn chair, right? She can curl her feet up and sit like a child and be comfortable. So we're sitting there. I look at Catherine in the lawn chair sitting and her legs are curled up underneath her. Uh-huh. And I made the mistake of looking her at going, hey, babe, how happy are you that I got the wide ones?
No, right?
I meant so she could sit cross-legged.
Yeah, in a girl's mind.
I know. I'm gonna review them right. Hold on. Let me just do this right now. Let me just review these lawn chairs.
Maybe we can just upload this.
What are you gonna put? My girl likes the wide one.
Hold on. Give me a second. Wide enough
for your wife.
Oh, wow.
Oh!
Jesus Christ of Nazareth!
Send.
What?
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Shireen, hello. It's Roz and Mocha. How's it going?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Doing wonderful. What's up?
I love hearing you guys, especially my husband. I'm going to put him on speaker. Just a second.
No, no, don't put us on speaker. Speaker always, sucks. Take us off speaker.
We'll try.
Okay. He's the biggest fan of you guys. He's the one. I just want to tell you how much he loves you. So when we go in the car, I'm the boss who select the songs and everything. But when Raza Mocha Shows comes, he totally ignores me, and he just listened to you guys. Yesterday you were driving and we were laughing on it, and I just wanted to share that, you know, how I'm so nervous.
Don't be nervous. Okay. Nervous. You're good.
So he's here. He's just gonna say hi to you.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, what's up, man? What's your name?
Altaf.
Altaf.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hi, so I love when he's laughing on your show. When you guys start laughing, he laughs, and that makes me laugh. I just wanted to share that with you. That that means so much to us, guys. That thank you so much for what you do. We are really grateful for this laugh in the morning while we're driving.
What gets him going the most? What's his favorite part? Anything we can do to get him going?
You know, the stories. when you get the stories.
Oh, just like any stories that we tell?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. How long have you guys been listening to the Roz and Mocha Show for?
Seven, 8 years.
Wow.
Okay. Nice.
Wow.
We've been on the radio for 15. Can you remember how you discovered the show?
We were driving to work together. So, called switching the radio shows. And yeah, you guys were laughing and the laugh stopped us. And how you describe even a little thing, it's so amazing to hear that. Yeah. So yeah, we are really grateful for that. Thank you guys.
We are grateful for you, Shireen and Altaf. Thank you so much for your 7-8 years of support of the Roz and Mocha Show. We cannot thank you enough. It means a lot that we get to share this time with you, not only on the phone, but every single day. Before we let you go, Shireen, between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
I knew you were going to ask that. Who's your favorite, Altaf?
No. Shireen first. You don't get to ask Altaf the question. I get to ask him. So, Shireen, who's your favorite?
Both of you guys.
No, you got to pick one. You know how this works.
Oh, my God. Raz and Mocha both.
No, Raz. Okay.
Raz.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
I love your laugh, by the way. Yo, Altaf, between Raz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
It's hard to say.
I told you guys.
No, Altaf, yeah, same thing. No. Bro, you have to say either Raz or Mocha. Come on.
Mocha.
Oh, God. Oh. No, see, we cover you both.
Uh-huh.
Love you guys. Have a great
day. Nice talking to you. Thank you, guys.
The Raz and Mocha Show podcast.
They're really going at it. It's a terrible day out in Brampton today.
What happened now?
I guess the city workers are in a legal strike position. Ooh. So they're telling everybody, like, buses may be impacted and all that other stuff. Man, Brampton has really been going through it the last couple days. Oh, my God.
Wasn't there, protests and fights? And then
they protests and fights, and guys brought swords.
And then wasn't there, Canada Post?
Oh, yeah, Canada Post is supposed to be doing something as well. But Brampton residents are being warned to expect some core city services impacted starting today as hundreds of workers are now in a legal strike position.
Damn, Brampton.
1,200 full-time and temporary municipal workers, including transit, animal control, road maintenance, and city hall services are all in a position.
Road maintenance? And y'all already can't drive out there. And now road maintenance is affected?
Also, animal control. You can finally bring in that raccoon if you want to.
Hey.
They're not going to come get you.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Right? It's not like it's lawless. Right? It's not. It's not like
the purge. I mean,
yeah. It's not like the purge.
I know. But still, that's mayhem.
I know. It's such a pain in the ass for people. Today was a pain in the ass for me. One of the roads that I normally take was closed, and I don't know what to do at that point. I almost didn't come into work.
Maps, Waze.
Yeah, you just rewrite
Maps.
I'm not going to use Waze to get Waze around a city I've lived in. It just pissed me off.
I put my maps on like everywhere I go.
Only I do if there's going to be traffic because I may need a quicker route or something like that.
Yeah,
but other than that,
even if it's a place that you've been to a million times, Maria,
No. Oh, okay. Actually, it depends. Sometimes I forget.
I sometimes find it. I was sitting in traffic the other day, and I was like, ugh, why didn't I use Waze? And I opened the app, and then I shut the app. And I'm like, you know what? I should just live with this, right? Just live with it.
With the traffic?
Yeah. Like, what am I going to do? I'm going to sit here and start stressing and driving around through like all these side streets and everything else. I'm like, no, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to sit and I'm going to go in a straight line and maybe I'm there 5 minutes late and that's fine. I'm not going to start doing the milk run through one-way streets and trying to get it. I'm not doing that.
I'll open the app. Yeah. Like, I'll open maps, even if it's a place that I know that I've been to a million times, just to see what it says for timing. Arrival time is.
Yeah,
I
guess, yeah.
Just in case,
like
if there's, you're going to hit traffic at some point.
But I hate, we had a lot of construction going on in my neighborhood for a real long time, and Waze ruined my street. Mm-hmm. It ruined it. Google Maps ruined my street because I have a tiny little street, and it was quiet, and then as soon as all this construction happened, Waze and Google Maps started sending people down my street, and there were times where I couldn't get out of my driveway because it's bumper to bumper all the way down my street, and now my street's the algorithm, so it's always going to be a shortcut for people.
Oh, amazing.
Like it's not amazing. Oh. It's not amazing.
I love a shortcut.
No, it's not a shortcut.
Yeah, I love a shortcut.
It's not a shortcut. Just sit in traffic.
No.
For it's going to take you an extra 2 minutes.
See, I would rather be moving than be stuck in traffic. So I would rather take every side road in the world and be moving than be sitting there staring at someone's license plate.
I get that. But it's the difference of a street is what I'm saying, right? And that difference in a street is probably on your ways, if you didn't take it, is 30 seconds.
Am I saving that 30 seconds, though?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? I'm waving at you when I drive by.
No.
Sitting there on your driveway trying to get out.
But why can't you just sit and just be with yourself? But you're going to be in traffic everywhere. It's not like you're bypassing something. You bypass something.
I got to get somewhere.
I'll sit in traffic if I'm on the phone with my friends. The minute my friends can't talk anymore, I'm immediately bored.
Wait a second. You sit in the car and talk to your friends?
Oh, my God. Everywhere I drive, one of my friends on the phone with me. We call each other every time we're in the car. I call everybody in the car. I'm a talker.
I hate when somebody calls me and I'm driving.
Oh my God, my friend's we yap the whole way home.
Is that why you don't answer?
Yes, Maury. yes, Maury.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com.
Or download the Kiss 92.5 app.